Hi everyone, my name is Sunny and welcome to episode 12. So this is a follow-up to a previous episode that I did on imposter syndrome. And if you're not familiar with what imposter syndrome is, definitely listen to that episode. But just quickly, you know, it's that feeling you get when you feel like you're an imposter in your area of work. You feel like everyone else is better than you, that perhaps you kind of, you know, snuck in, you're not really qualified to do what you do. That sort of thing. So that's what imposter syndrome is. And I got a call in from Leon, who shared his experience, which I'll play at the end of this episode. It was really great to hear kind of where he was coming from, and also to hear that, you know, my solution to it, which is kind of just, you know, gaining that confidence that you are not an imposter and that you really do belong where you are, because, you know, you have the passion for it, or rather, if you do have the passion for it and, you know, you put in the work, then you shouldn't feel like an imposter. And yes, I'm going to feature that at the end. And also got a couple of responses here on Hashnode. It's a developer community, so a couple developers pitched in their thoughts and experiences on this. So yeah, so the first one is from Joe Clark. And he says that, since I don't have a degree and I'm self-taught, I dealt with this for many years. What got me out of it was another developer. When I asked him his opinion on my approach to a problem, he said, "You are a senior developer here at company. Do what you think is best." It was a defining moment for me. Ever since then, the feeling of being an imposter has been gone. So yeah, a lot of the times, actually, you need that kind of outside force to tell you that you are not an imposter, that you actually, you know, for Joe, you know, the fact that, like, he's a senior developer, which I find really interesting, you know, the fact that even someone at a senior level could feel like they're an imposter, and they need someone else to tell them that, hey, like, you're a senior developer here, you know, you shouldn't feel like an imposter, you're doing the correct thing, you have the knowledge and skill set. But yeah, for a lot of people, no matter what position you're at, you know, you definitely need maybe a friend or a coworker, or maybe even your boss, just to let you know that you're not an imposter, and, you know, to give you some, you know, it all goes back to the confidence thing, right? You need someone else to kind of boost your own confidence, because we personally were very harsh on ourselves. And so that plays a large role in imposter syndrome, because the back of your head, you're like, you know, you're questioning a lot of the things that you're doing. But if someone else, you know, someone else who, you know, doesn't have that same mindset, right, it's an outside perspective, and they tell you, oh yeah, I would never think you're an imposter, you know, you do a great job here, and that can really help. Now, he also brought up the point of being self-taught, so, you know, kind of responded back to him, you know, is there a problem with, like, companies putting an emphasis on having a college degree when it comes to, like, hiring and whatnot? So, you know, and he responded that, you know, those who are self-taught often feel like they're winging it. They don't have a solid training to fall back on. They're always wondering, am I doing it the right way? Sure, my way works, but is it the proper way? Is there a better way? When will I be discovered that I'm not just as good as my resume says? We are our own worst enemies. He agrees that self-taught developers do have an advantage, but not necessarily because they're more qualified, but because they have more of a passion or curiosity to be able to work through the problems, you know, and not being inside the confines of being book learned. So yeah, it's really great point. You know, I definitely think that, like, if you're self-taught, you have that, you know, that passion to be able to work through the problems that you need to. But yeah, definitely, like, a lot of people, like, think, you know, am I doing it the right way? You know, I kind of mentioned this in my previous episode on this, where, you know, I said that everyone kind of sucks. No one's really knows what they're doing. And that's where, you know, a lot of people question, am I doing it the right way? Well, a lot of other people probably are not doing it the right way. So chances are you're doing just fine. So really enjoyed this response from Joe Clark here. And then there's this guy, Bharad Kodayar. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. And he basically just says that he wasn't familiar with what an imposter was before I talked about it, and that really helped him realize that it's, you know, widespread common syndrome. So really awesome to hear that. All right, I'm running out of time. On the next segment, I'll play Leon's call-in.
Hey, Sonny, I wanted to call in about your imposter syndrome episode. I've gone through, I guess you could say, the syndrome. So I've had my moments where I'm like, I'm not cut out for this. I didn't make a great article there. I didn't make a great point. But a lot of that has to do because you see someone else's great work. Like, you'll see someone on The Verge or Bloomberg, and they make a really great point, and you're like, why didn't I think about that? And it's just one of those things that's really hard to get over. But like you said, if confidence is the best thing, it's going to be the part that solves the imposter syndrome. Thanks for that, and I really, really appreciate your episode and your segments.
All right, everyone, that's the end of the episode. Thanks for listening. I appreciate everyone that responded, and I'll try to do more call-ins and episodes like this in the future. Definitely, you know, you can call in at any time. Obviously, if you're listening this on the podcast, then I highly advise. I know it's a pain to do, but I highly advise you download the Anchor app, find me on there, and you're able to, you know, comment and talk to me, and, you know, and for me to be able to feature some clips of your call-ins and, you know, respond to those, because I'd love to get feedback on this podcast. Now, if you notice anything different this time around, the audio quality should have been improved like tenfold because I'm using an actual microphone connected to my computer. Now, this is just an experiment because I was reading off some things. I didn't want to do this in the car. It does save me time still recording in the car for sure. But I did want to kind of test and compare the audio quality between the two. It seems to be a lot better on my end, but yeah, definitely let me know if you definitely prefer to have episodes like this. But that does mean that, you know, it will take more time, but if more people prefer it, more people listen, which means, you know, if you share this with some of your friends or coworkers and stuff, then I'll definitely try to put in more time and effort to producing high quality podcast episodes. So yeah, hope you enjoyed that. You know, definitely give me some feedback. You can tweet me at SunnySingIO. Let me know perhaps what my next topic should be about, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. All right, thanks for listening. Bye.